Hey, kid, I'm Al Chervik. I'm playing with Drew Scott today. This is my guest, Mr. Wang. Oh, I can maybe have a half of those Vulcan D10s and set my friend up here with the whole schmear. You know, clubs, bags, shoes, glove, shirt, pants. Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees and give me two of those. Give me six of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Absolutely. 720 WGN, we're going to talk golf with Patrick Koenig. Hey, Patrick, good evening. Welcome to the 19th hole. Ha-ha. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very good here.
Good. So here's the deal. You are first of all, you're a professional golf photographer. Have I got that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Which came first, golf or photography?
Well, it's always been golf for me. You know, photography was added in later. I love golf so much that it was a way to take the course with me and share some of the moments and places with the people that love the game as much as I do.
How did you get past the frustration? I mean, I attempted to learn the game of golf, and there was just so much frustration that I just decided not to keep coming back. I was told, you know, what happens to a golfer is, I'm not talking professional golf, of course. I mean, you know, just normal golfing people, that they get one good shot in like 200, and it's that one good shot, hey, I'm going to keep doing this. But I don't know. It just didn't stick with me. And I bought clubs and the whole thing. I don't know why I've shared that. I've never shared that with anyone. You must bring out the golf in me, Patrick. That's all I have to say.
Well, that's good to hear. And you're right. You're certainly not alone in the frustration. I think that's what makes it so special is that it's something that's nearly impossible to master. And golf does give you moments of perfection. You know, whether it's a well-struck 9-iron. The flight of a good drive, or you know, maybe a long putt, or there's perfection in the eighth, which I've yet to achieve, and so maybe at that I'm hunting down the eighth ball. There's always something in the game that in any given round that will tickle your fancy and have you coming back for more. I mean, maybe it's the people that you play with, you know, people, you know, there's sunshine and you're out in the fresh air.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it brings good people.
So let's get to the reason we have you on, other than I understand, a very entertaining individual. At least that's what Ashley tells me. I just wanted to pass that on. And I have a question that she gave me to tell you, which I'll ask in a few minutes. So let's find out, why are you out to break the record for the most 18-hole golf courses played in a year?
Well, why is a good answer or a good question. I'm not sure if I have a specific answer for you, but it was born out of a love for golf courses, and I have that passion just strong as anybody in the world. And it was an exploration. You know, it was an idea to go and see America and see all the places and all the people that make this game so great. And I did something similar in 2018. I quit my job as a software sales guy and bought myself an RV, which I turned into an RGV, which is a recreational golf vehicle, and started off on a year-long journey to play golf in all the lower 48 states. And I did that, and about halfway or maybe three-quarters of the way through, somebody told me about the world record for most 18-hole golf courses played in a year, and I hadn't thought of it until then. And I ended up coming, maybe about 50 courses short of the record. And I didn't switch my goal over to that because I was focused on playing in the States and kind of just doing what I had set out to do originally. But it always kind of stuck with me that, you know, somebody out there has played more golf courses in a single year than I have. And it was something that I knew I could do because I came close. And I said, the folks over at Golf Gamebook, which is my primary sponsor for this little journey, with a digital scorecard app and much more, came to me with conversation, and they were fans of the first journey and said, well, what about firing that up again? And you know, one thing led to another. The ideas kept going, and that's where the RGV Tour 2.0 was born. And on January 3rd, we kicked it off at Monarch Beach Golf Links with the inaugural tee shot. I had friends throw about 50 water balloons at me when I hit the first tee ball, and I managed to make contact with it. There's a good video of it going down in slow motion on my Instagram, and away I went. You know, I had no idea. This is much more intensive. You know, 36 a day is the norm. Today was 36 holes.
Wow.
And if you do the math, you know, 365 days you play a course a day. Well, that leaves you woefully short of the record. And so I'm out here with a hot start. You know, since January 3rd, I've got 100, and I think we're at 193. Today was course 192 and 193, which puts us on pace to play about 560, 570 golf courses this year. And I say we, it's just me in the RGV traveling around America, but it's the people that join that make it so much of a collaborative effort. You know, the people that I meet up along the way that have reached out and invited me to their club. And boy, we're having a blast, just golfing like fools. And it's the funny thing is, as much golf as that is, as many golf courses, most people will not see 193 golf courses in their life. And it's just the beginning. You know, we're just, I think, maybe a third of the way through. We're getting close to about a third of the way through. And there's, I always like to say, the best is yet to come.
So what was the old record? What is the record you have to break?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the current record is by, I think it's Jonathan and Kathy Weaver, and they're a Canadian couple, and obviously golf nuts as well, but they played 449 different 18-hole golf courses in a single year, and, you know, 450 will break that record, but my personal goal is to do 500. That's a good even number, and would be a pleasure to do that. So we're off to a hot start with looking to maybe eclipse that, but 500 would be a grand success.
So you mentioned, I believe, that you played 36 holes today. Am I right?
Oh, yes. 36 holes today and 36 holes yesterday. And, well, it's looking like just 18 tomorrow. So a little bit of a breather.
So where are you?
Now? I'm just north of Atlanta. Yesterday I was at Cherokee Town and Country Club, and then today I played Hawks Ridge, and geez, the second name even forgets me. It eludes me. When you play this much golf, the names of courses
tend
to blur.
So you have this RV, and you're traveling, and you want to break this record. Do you, or you must, map out a course, not on a golf course, but a course that will take you to the courses, so to speak, you know, that you're going to drive from point A to point B to point C, that you plan this out in a certain fashion, a certain way. I would imagine that you have to follow the sun, so to speak, if you're going to do this year-round, right?
Yeah. So it's very much dependent on the weather.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you can in Arizona in December, but you can't play in New York. So the route is very much dependent on the weather. Started up in Southern California, and then I went through the bottom half of the country into Florida, which is, you know, you could set the record just in Florida. I think there's 1,300 golf courses there.
Wow.
But I wanted to go, you know, go everywhere where golf lives, and it's just not just in Florida. It's all over America. We're a golf-obsessed nation, and I love it. But you're right. I can't necessarily put 500 tee times on the calendar right out the gate. So it's a work in progress, and that's what's fun about it. You know, I've got certain spots. You know, I've got to be in New York in July. You know, I've got to be at Sawgrass at a specific date. But then in between, I have states and, you know, maybe a range of dates. And then anybody's welcome to join. There's on my website, there's a stop request, and so somebody can fill it out and say, hey, come play our golf course, and I do my best to meet up with everybody that I can. It's gotten to the point where I've gotten plenty of requests, and maybe not enough daylight to golf them all, but I'm going to do my best to meet up with everybody. So when it's said and done, it'll be all over the U.S. I'm not sure how many states we'll get, but I'm guessing probably around 40, most of them.
Wow, what an effort. What a project. We're going to continue with Patrick Koenig on his quest when we come back on 720 WGN.
Oh, hey. Who hit that shot?
Yeah, who hit that?
Anybody see?
There's supposed to be pros here.
Yeah, Tin Cup. Did you ever see the movie Tin Cup, Patrick?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think that one might rank at the top of the list of golf movies.
It's a good one. That is a really great movie. I'm not a golfer, and yet I totally enjoyed it. Yeah, it is, because it's not like the Rodney Dangerfield and the Caddyshack where they're going for a laugh. It was serious golf stuff going on in that movie, Tin Cup. So
yeah.
If you just joined us, this is Patrick Koenig, who says he's a professional golf photographer. I have to believe him. But what he really is doing is traveling around the country to break the record for the most 18-hole golf courses played in a year. Now, that's a lot of golf. And I have a question here that's been sent in by a young person named Ashley. Ashley wants to know, what's your secret to prevent chafing? That many holes of golf, I can only imagine. Thank you, Ashley, for that question.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. Thanks, Ashley, for sending that one in. And I think the answer is, once you reach a certain point, you're just fully chafed, and then you kind of become immune to chafing. Your body says, all right, this is what we're doing. Let's gear up the defenses. And, you know, it hasn't been a major issue at this point. The body itself is a concern. You know, anything that's done in repetition can lead to injury, and so that's a I'm doing my best to stretch, and I've kind of dialed my swing back. I'm not swinging for the fences on everything, but more or less I'm playing some good golf, but it's controlled, and it's purposeful, because this would not be fun to do with a blown out back. But I tell you, if something does happen, and hopefully nothing does, it's going to take a pretty serious injury to stop me from completing this quest with the amount of energy and effort and support that I've received and given. It's a calling from the golf gods at this point.
So we've talked about the golf. Let's touch on the professional photographer part of this. Give us a little description of that. Tell us how you got into taking pictures of golf courses. I mean, obviously you were on them, so you took pictures of them. But you're a professional photographer, golf photographer. So where do we find your professional golf photos?
It's all on my website at pjkoenig.com, which was born out of kind of how I got my start in it. That was building an audience on Instagram through the golf course photography. And I was like a lot of folks that take a lot of photos. I mean, everybody's a photographer now, with the quality of the iPhone out there. And so it's, how do you differentiate, and be the best? And that's what I set out to do. And it's much like, any other, passion and career in photography. It takes a lot of attention to detail. It takes, I think, the passion for golf you've got to have, because there's some great photographers out there, and I hear it all the time from clients that hire me, is that they've got some great photographers that do great work for them, but they're not golfers. And when they send them out to photograph the golf course, they kind of miss the mark. It looks a little, the eye is different, and so that's something that I have in spades, and I attempt to find something that's special in every shot. What is interesting about this photo, and capture it in the best possible way that I can. And it's landscape photography, so it's a lot of patience, and it's all about lighting. And so you've got to be there at the right moment in time. Right. You've got to be at the right place. You got to know that, hey, this tree blocks the shade, blocks the light from hitting the pin, or this tree perfectly frames this one, and the light comes through and hits the pin at this particular hour, and from this vantage point, you're going to get a great photo. And so there's anytime I go and shoot a course, you know, it's a 3 to 4 day job where I go out there and scout it at first and try to identify some of those shots, those angles that make the course shine and show off the uniqueness and some of the special features that every golf course has, you know. It's always a pleasure to shoot what some people might say an ordinary golf course and find that special something and make your local municipal look like Pebble Beach. And so those comments when I get those make my photography soul sing, is that I've done that job and brought out the very best in that particular golf course. And with the boom in golf, I mean, there's a lot of clubs fighting for the attention of the army of golfers in the United States, and the best way to do that is with a golf photograph. I mean, when I was before I was a professional and I was just looking for places to play, you know, you pop onto a website or you search this, and there's one or two photos of that golf course, and it would always be the one that had the best photograph. Oh man, I got to see that! That looks spectacular. I'd love to play there.
I get
that is the sort of that I want to give people when they see a photograph that I've taken.
Well, thank you for being with us, Patrick. It's been entertaining, and good luck on your quest to break the record of 18-hole, the most played 18-hole golf courses. Yeah, that's what it is. So
that's what it is.
That's what it is. It is what it is. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you.